I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate once in the morning and once at night. Again, I think you'll find that rhythm very helpful in your path to deepening your meditation experience. And whether you're new or very seasoned to meditation, I encourage you to check out our website about our retreats that we hold around the United States and with time around the world about how to meditate. And more importantly, how to live a meditative life. You can learn about them at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. In this week's episode, we're going to be looking at a new study that came out to show that meditation can help reduce the pain associated with a disease called fibromyalgia. First, what is fibromyalgia? It affects about 5 million people in the United States. Though it doesn't have any physical signs, such as inflammation, it is more marked by widespread pain, where the person may have tender points that basically hurt in the body, and also suffer from symptoms such as fatigue, irritable bowel, and sleep problems. So basically, it affects a lot of people, and it's very painful. So can these people be helped? In this study, it was published in the Journal of Internal Medicine, and the main researcher was Dr. Howard, I'm not going to get his name quite right, so I apologize, Schrubner. Typically, this disease is treated with painkillers, antidepressants, different forms of cognitive behavioral therapy, but the researchers in this study really wanted to show the body-mind connection and show how your mind can really affect the pain that you already are experiencing. In this study, these researchers wanted to look at the psychological stress and emotions and how they can play a role in triggering or making pain worse. And you may be wondering, well, how does this study relate to me? I don't have fibromyalgia. But through life, we all suffer with pain periodically. And looking at the stress component and the mental chatter component, I call it, really matters. How we interact with stress in life is going to make our pain worse. And if we reduce our stress, if we reduce the mind chatter, I believe, and you will find perhaps too, that the pain that we go through periodically is lessened by lessening the mind chatter and by reducing your stress. I remember one time years ago, I had slammed my thumb in the door and I had to open the door to get my thumb out. So obviously I really hurt it. But as soon as it happened, I breathed very deeply, very slowly, several times. And within, I'd say, about a minute or two, the pain had significantly subsided. And though it really hurt at first, it had pretty much gone away to more of an ache than anything else. So let's see what the researchers in this study found about reducing the stress and how it helps with pain. They had 45 women in this study. And what they did is they broke the women into a group that learned certain techniques and another group that was a control group that didn't learn anything. And the women in the study that got to be helped learned effective self-awareness techniques. They were taught techniques for both recognizing and dealing with the emotional aspects that were contributing to their pain. And these included expressive writing and mindfulness meditation. 6 months later, the researchers found that 46% of the treatment group had at least a 30% reduction in their pain rating compared with the scores at the onset, and 21% had a 50% or greater reduction. That's pretty impressive. The women in the control group who weren't taught these mindfulness techniques didn't improve. I think what's important for us in this study is that we all go through periods of our life where we have pain. It's a normal part of aging. Of course, you can turn to painkillers, and they do work, but they have side effects. Why not instead turn to meditation? And if you meditate regularly, when you do face a painful event, a physically painful event, you already have the skills in place to reduce the pain. And I believe, as I have found in my own personal life, that living more of a meditative life, living in the present moment, not creating a story when I do face pain, really helps to reduce the stress of a painful event. Not that all pain is caused by us creating a story, saying, how long is this going to last? What if it never goes away? This is terrible. This is awful. Stress and creating a story don't in and of themselves cause pain, but having them being part of the painful process that you're going through will make it a more painful experience. So why not turn to meditation to improve the quality of your life throughout your life? We keep talking about all the benefits. Science keeps affirming them. So I want to keep encouraging you to meditate. Meditation has so many benefits, and science continues to back that statement. So meditate. Spend time each and every day to meditate. And I think you'll find, as I have found, the incredible benefits, the beauty, the bliss, the true peacefulness of living a meditative life that is available to all of us. I look forward to being with you next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.